Hi, Rodney. This is John Call. How are you doing?
Good. What's up, bud?
Okay. Go ahead.
Yep. I got the boss here with me, and we're looking at the stuff that you have here.
Hi, John. My name is Mary.
Mary. How are you doing? You're the boss, I hear, and that's okay because I believe in the same partnership with my wife. So I think we're all on the same page that whatever you say goes, and we're okay with that.
That works. In this particular case, I guess that's the case. But anyway, so yeah.
No worries. So basically, I'll start from the beginning if you're okay with that, just to walk you through, you know, what's included and, you know, why we're, you know, so proud of what we do for small businesses. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So again, just to recap of some of the things that Rodney and I talked about, we here at Local Splash, we've been in business about 19 years or almost 20 years now. And, you know, our main focus is really small business optimization online. Now, from what Rodney told me, you guys already are using Hibu. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Hibu
and,
is where we have our website.
Okay, so you use Hibu for the website itself. Okay. And then in regards to optimization, you haven't paid them to do any optimization. Is that correct?
No, not. We have not. No.
Okay. So then in that regard, then we're probably on the same page here, because what we would do is just make sure that Veteran Home Construction is optimized to grow on Google and really move up the ranks in terms of like the greater Eaton Rapids, and I think you also go up to Jackson, Kalamazoo area. Is that correct?
Lansing, Jackson.
Lansing. Okay.
Yeah,
Kalamazoo. Ann Arbor.
Yeah, but it's kind of, no, not so much Ann Arbor. They're too liberal down there for us. We're good.
Fair enough. Good.
But, yeah. Kalamazoo's kind of far. So if we could just pinpoint and focus in on like Jackson and Lansing. Because the problem with roofing is, if there is a problem, particular with a roof or something like that, and you got to go back out there, you got to drive an hour just for something. And then it might not even be your own fault. It might be something else. So if we could stay within Jackson.
Okay. And then I also sent Rodney a sample link to our preview website. Now, again, that could be fully customized however you like it. If for whatever reason you don't want to keep paying Hibu for the website, this is included with the service as well. Did you get a chance to show Mary that website, Rodney?
I really didn't.
I don't believe I did.
No worries. That's all right. I know you're both very busy, so that's okay. So do you want me to shoot that over to your cell phone, Mary, so you have that as well, the sample, like the link to the sample website?
Sure. That sounds good.
Okay. What's a good phone number for you?
It's 517-918-3559.
All right. So I'm going to send that to you right now. You'll get two text messages from me. The first one is, they're both coming from our 877 number, but the first one just says, "Hi, Mary, this is John Coe with Local Splash, just so you have my contact information moving forward." And then the other message that I'm sending also from the same number will be a link to the sample website we provide, so that way you can see what we provide actually with our service.
Okay. I got it.
You'll see the preview site for Greg's Roofing. And the only reason why I was sending that over, and I was mentioning this with Ronnie yesterday, is the way we have it optimized is it just grabs a little bit better on Google itself, just the way we have it structured. And it can still showcase your work, and you can still have the same exact, like, logo for Veteran Home Construction if you're using the logo with the, you know, veterans and the United States flag there. All that is transferable to the site, content, everything like that, color scheme, if you want to make sure you're focusing on a lot of the red, white, and blue scheme, all that can still exist. It's just maybe easier for you to only have, like, one source for everything that you need access to.
Okay. So, I got your text, but it doesn't have anything attached to it.
Did you pull up the second text that shows the preview website link?
I just got one. Yeah, I just got...
Oh, that's weird. When it sent the text message, it sent it to Rodney's phone number again. Let me try to send it to your phone number. Let's see if that second time works.
Okay.
Okay, I tried again. It should have gone to you this time.
Yeah, I got it. Got it now.
Okay, cool. So when you pull up the Greg's Roofing website, that's what I was referring to, is where your logo is, it would replace where it says Local Splash. The main difference in structure on our website versus yours is just the optimization for cell phone use, where you can click to call or text at the bottom as well, just to make it very easy for your potential clients to reach out and call very quickly. I know that you have your phone number at the top of your website, but I don't think it's a click-to-call button unless I'm missing something, but I don't have the option.
It's possible. I don't look at the website very often, so I'm not even sure, to be honest with you.
No worries.
But, yeah, so the website is included in the package that you were discussing with Rodney?
Correct. So the core of what we do, obviously, is the Google optimization. Make sure you show up on the first page, and then we run Facebook ads as well. And I was explaining a little bit about the Facebook ads to Rodney. Now, do you have, are you totally familiar with the Facebook, how the Boost ads work, or would you like me to walk through that as well?
You can walk me through it. It's been explained to me before by my Haibu guy, but it was a long time ago.
Gotcha. Well, today's iteration of Facebook is like this. So if you have your own Facebook page, Mary, maybe you can relate to this. Have you ever noticed when you're scrolling through social media, sometimes in your news feed on Facebook, an ad will pop up that's very relevant to something you searched for online before?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. So that's basically what we will do for you for veteran home construction, where if someone was searching for a roofer near me, roof installer, roof repair, any of the keywords that you want to focus on, whether it be Jackson and Lansing or any of the surrounding areas, if you want to expand it even further, the way it works is, if they're searching on Google or another platform, later on that evening when they're relaxing in bed scrolling through social media, that's when your ad will pop up in their newsfeed. So it's a very targeted form of advertising. It's actually called retargeting ads, and you know, otherwise known as boost ads from Facebook. And the reason why a lot of our clients like it mainly is just you hit people in the right time of day. Because as you know, there are some people who are very urgent about their decision. So that's where Google's going to help, because they'll find you on the map. But then there's a lot of people who are the browser types of shoppers who want to know a little bit more about who they work with. So maybe they didn't decide right away on Google. So as a result, that's where your Facebook ad comes in as almost like a second effort to reach out to them. So it is we like it as a second iron in the fire, just to make sure you're hitting people at different times of day. But the reason why a lot of our clients do like it is the cost is so minimal compared to Google AdWords. So with Facebook, it's about 20 times less expensive than trying to run ads through Google. So that's why a lot of our clients like that. And so our inclusion with that package is $100 worth of Facebook Boost ads each and every month, alongside the Google optimization and website, all inclusive. It's the $249 a month pricing.
Okay. So as far as us being like the first on the Google search, how often will that happen with that price?
So to be clear, it's not a sponsored listing where you're paying per click. So it's just the organic map listing. So what we would do is just make sure to promote you even more heavily in and around Lansing, because I think you show up pretty well in Eaton Rapids. But it's mainly like focusing as far as like if I'm looking for roofing in Lansing, as an example, it doesn't have you quite there yet. So we would make sure that you're optimized to hopefully show up there in the short run. But then also for Eaton Rapids, we would do our best to make sure you're moving up the list to be at, if not or near, if not at the top of your very local region.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. All right. I think that sounds good. Do you have any questions, babe?
No. How soon did it start that we decided to move forward and pilot this new intestine?
Great question there, so Rodney. So it's you're going to be live within 7 to 14 days on both the new website, if you opt into the website side of things, and the Facebook ad. So we do expect you to see results within the very first month. But when it comes to the Google optimization, getting you up the list and making sure you're moving up in your service area and hopefully stretching it to Lansing and surrounding areas from Eaton Rapids, that usually takes us 4 to 6 weeks, or 30 to 45 days, to be exact.
30 to 45 days.
Okay. And when does the clock start as far as, like, time? As soon as I give you a payment, and then that would be...
Correct. That's when we would expect to have that. So in the very first week, basically, once you start with us, we do an onboarding call. We can do that as soon as today or tomorrow. And then within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live and your website will be live. We just need the direction from you through that onboarding call to know exactly how you want your content to look. For example, if you want us to really emulate some of the color schemes or things like that from vhcroofing.com, we can definitely do that. Now, Mary, I wanted to ask real quickly, and I'll get into more detail in a second, Rodney, but do you own the domain, or is it Hibu's domain?
It's Hibu's.
Okay. So if that's the case, then maybe you'd want us just to secure a brand new domain, or are you married to the vhcroofing.com domain?
Well, it's on all our cards.
Okay. Because I see your web email address is mary@veteranhomeconstruction.com. What's that?
Yeah, that's just my domain name that I don't know. I've had all these things for so long, for so many years, I don't really remember.
But you own the domain of veteranhomeconstruction.com, right?
I have no idea.
Well, if I send an email to mary@veteranhomeconstruction.com, you would get the email, yes?
Yes.
Okay, that means you own the domain. So that's a good sign. So we could populate that domain if you wanted us to. You just, if it's like a GoDaddy domain or wherever you got the access to that, we would just need to be able to log into it, and then we would be able to build out a website on that domain. For example, I'm just giving you options to exit Hibu altogether, if you like.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So basically, if we exited Hibu in regards to the website, we would have to, you're basically trying to figure out if we would have to change our website address?
Well, Hibu, you said they own the website address, so they're going to hijack that for sure. They're not going to give you access to it, almost 100%.
Mm-hmm. How would I find out? I don't really know. Like, when I set this up years ago, I don't really know, like, as far as who owns it. How would I find that out? I'm not 100% sure.
The only way to figure that out is if you're able to log into your website on the back end as an administrator. If you're able to do that, then it seems like you do have ownership of the domain, because they wouldn't allow you to do that directly if you didn't have ownership. So if you are able to log in directly, then that's a good sign that you have ownership, and then you would just be able to change the password and then basically lock out Hibu, for example.
I got you. Okay, well, I can look into that. I know I'm able to go into my websites and actually change stuff myself, but
okay.
I don't know if that means that I can actually lock out Hibu or not, so I'd have to research that a little bit.
Okay. So, and that's one thing we'd say is, like, don't rush to cancel out Hibu. If you partner with us, we'll still get your website up and going as far as the coding goes. We'll just have to figure out what domain it goes to, you know, when that time comes. That's the reason why I brought that up. But, because Rodney was asking how quickly things can be live, we usually don't recommend doing an instantaneous cancel of your other provider just in case there's some critical information you need to secure before you cancel.
So I was curious on the Facebook ads, are you able to put like the, you know, the QR code to bring it right to our website? Do you use any of that stuff?
We can do that. Do you want me to, I'll text you a couple samples too, or let me actually, I might be able to email them better. Let me just see. So, and these are newsfeed ads. So, from what I understand, since it's a newsfeed ad, I guess you could do one, but you'll see, I'll show you a couple examples right now. What's a good email for you for that? Is it just the Mary at, veteranhomeconstruction.com, or do you prefer a different email
yeah,
address?
No, that's fine.
All right, I'm going to include them right now. Let's see there. Okay, you should see the four attachments coming to you shortly. And these are just four of our most recent ones. I didn't see anyone include a QR code, but we include a lot of stuff, but I didn't see a QR code specifically. Like we have everything else linkable though, like your website address linkable, as you can see on that, different photos and other things that have call to action buttons. So there's definitely a lot going on the actual ad, but I didn't really see anything with the QR code.
But I mean, you don't have to. I was just wondering if it's a possibility if we decide to do that at some point.
I mean, I don't see why not, right? Because you can see on those ad samples I sent you, a couple of them have photos of something, so I don't see why that couldn't be replaced with the QR code.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, I'm looking at them.
Again, these are the ones that show up in the news feed. They're not supposed to be ones that are like videos or anything viral related.
Right. We're looking.
No worries. Oh, that fourth ad sample, you'll see there's a typo on that. If you catch that, kudos to you. But I caught that too and said, hey, before you go live with this, because they sent this to me when it was still in production, I said, before you go live with the tree service guys, make sure you replace the word is with us, if you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. We have a picture of a roof and then just her logo.
Yeah. Those look good.
Those are, I mean, they're fair to be honest. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not expecting some major blown out ad for the amount of money that was. I think it's more about.
And the key of that is it goes in the newsfeed. The newsfeed ads, there's a certain structure to them that are accommodated by the newsfeed, right? That's why it has to be a little bit more simple as opposed to if you have a high graphic type ad, it won't really get accepted by Facebook for the newsfeed.
Right, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if we, I think that we're interested in doing the pilot, giving it a test.
Okay, great. So now I don't want to jump the gun here, but
what?
Say that again.
We'll probably give you a fair shake at it to give you, you know,
give you a shot at it for at least 90 days and see how everything gets fired up and going.
Nice. Well, I will let you know this. We do have month-to-month programs that if you're certain you want to do 90 days, we do a small discount for that. But again, totally up to you. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to get more money out of you on the first day, but I think month-to-month makes more sense. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So then we'll just keep it as a month-to-month program. I understand verbally you said, you know, you'll probably give us a fair shake at 90 days. So what I'll do here, Rodney, do you want me to finish up the call with you or with Mary will be here on the call too? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right. So I can do everything in your name, Rodney, or everything in Mary's name, however you prefer as far as the – and then you'll both be set as authorized marketers, meaning either of you can call in to make adjustments to the account.
For tax purposes, just put it in my name.
Okay. So the card we'll be using is in your name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll just make you...
So when we commit to the 100, and then next month is 250, and the month after that is 250, correct?
Say that one more time.
I said the startup fee is 100, and then when's the next 250 drawn?
So yeah, I'll go over again. The today's cost is 99 for the startup plus 249 for the first month. So it's 348 on the first month, and then every month thereafter on the 21st of the month, for example, would be 249.
Okay. And when would I be able to see my Facebook ad?
Within 7 to 14 days, assuming you do the onboarding call today or tomorrow.
Okay, 7 to 14.
What information do we need to have prepared for that call, the onboarding call?
Really, they just ask you like, hey, like, what do you want your ad to look like? You know, and they will walk through probably a couple samples like we just showed you. What's any ad phrase you want to have there? And we, you know, don't get me wrong, we have thousands upon thousands of samples across the nation with our clients. So it's going to be a very similar structure. It's just more guidance that we're asking for, not so much like detailed instruction, if that makes sense, right? So that way we're reflecting your wishes and not so much just writing all the content blind.
Okay. All right.
Sounds and good. Then to get them started, though, before the onboarding call, other than roofing and roof repairs and roof installation, what other things do you want to be found for?
Very first thing, I don't want to do roof repairs. There's no money in it. Zero.
Okay.
It's a waste of time. And we either do full roof replacements or we don't do anything at all.
But you can put asphalt roofing, flat roofing, right?
To an extent,
okay.
Yeah. If I have a chance to kind of pick what kind of stuff that I want to attract, I don't want to attract flat roofs. I don't want to attract repairs. I'd shoot myself in the head before I'd have to do like 10
repairs. So here's what we'll do. Maybe we'll list it on your website, but not as a keyword. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm sure, like
the flat roof.
I mean, remember yesterday I was telling you, I was like, how many keywords do you need? You know?
We just say, like, most people, like, stick to, like, 15 at most, like, because I could already name
I
off a lot, right? Like, if, because you do, like, tile roofing, right?
No.
No tile roofing?
Nope. It's just shingles, asphalt shingles, architectural shingles. That's it. I don't want to do metal. I don't want to do rubber. I don't want to do if people are targeting, put it this way. If you go to Google, you know, there's only going to be two things that people are looking up, and that's the material so they can get cost for it. And then they're either going to, if they're a worker and they own a business, they're looking for a supplier. And if they're not, they're looking for a contractor. And they're going to type in roofing, you know. They're not going to be like, underlayment. No, they're not going to type in underlayment. They're not going to be like step parts or roof or flashing chimney. They're just going to hit roofing. Honest to God, I don't understand why they need like 150 different surge bars, you know?
Good question. And I'm glad you brought that up, Rodney, because you're right in that the vast majority is going to look at like roof installers near me or roofing near me, right? Where there are the occasional few that they will look for something else. And that's why we choose other keywords. But that's where you're going to also see that on the analytics, or Mary does it as well. If Mary's going to be doing the analytic view, we'll show you how each keyword has been searched. So that way you can determine, hey, this is a wasted keyword or something like that. That's fine. It doesn't change your cost whatsoever. It's just you'll see exactly how people search.
I know, but I don't want the wrong traffic to waste my time. I don't want somebody saying, you know, if you hit roof repair and they, hey, yeah, I got a couple of 3-4 shingles that blew off my roof. Do you mind driving an hour to come out here and fix it? Hell no. No,
right,
I don't.
Right.
Because it's wear and tear. Dude, vehicles are expensive. They're like $60,000. You think I want to drive that far out? You think I want to waste my time with that phone call? I absolutely don't.
Right. So
I don't want to draw in the wrong traffic. I don't want to get the wrong clicks per se. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I don't want to hey, can you wash my roof for me? Can you power wash my roof? No, I can't. Nope. And I don't, and that's going to be annoying if I have to field calls like that, and that's going to make me want to shut it off.
Right. So here's what we are choosing as keywords, and let me know if any of these are bad. So I have roofing, roof installation, shingle roof installation, asphalt roofing, flat roofing, which you said you might want to remove, composite shingle roofing, mm-hmm. presidential shingle roofing, roofers, roof installers.
What is composite shingle roofing?
Say that again?
What is composite shingle roofing?
Oh, that's the term that we use in California for roofing. It's like comp shingle roofing. You guys don't use that term?
No.
You guys are weird. I don't mean
sorry.
To say it, but California guys are nuts, man.
That's okay. Like when you get a roof square, we call it a comp shingle roof square. That's, you guys don't use that term at all. That's okay. I just want to make sure. I'll take that off right now.
No, we don't. I don't even have anything coming up for composite. Think about
no
a new roof. No, composite. All right, let's see what this is. Enviro shake. No, I don't want that because then people are going to
no,
be
it's
like,
not
yeah,
shake. It's a California jargon for roofing. Sorry, we don't even call it asphalt roof. We call it comp shingle roof. My apologies. I'll pull that out right away. So,
yeah, because it's all about like Enviro Shake engineers manufacture premium composite roofing tiles.
What about
come
presidential
on,
shingles? Have you heard that term before? Have you heard presidential shingles? Presidential shingles, you've heard that before?
Are you talking about, like, designer shingles? Presidential
they call
shingles?
Them presidential shingles. That's another term we've used in California. If you've never used that, I'll take that off, too.
I never want to move to California. I hate to tell you. What is it? You said presidential
shingles, uh-huh.
Let me see what comes up on that. Okay.
It's otherwise known as designer shingles. They call them sometimes like 50-year shingles or lifetime shingles.
What is a look, I'm a roof and I don't even know this. She even said for multi-layered designs. Certain team makes it. Oh, no, it's just the style of the shingle. No, I don't want to install those. Nope, I'll pass.
Okay. No worries. So then, do you want me to take off flat roofing or no?
Yeah, take it off.
Okay.
I just want to make it simple. You know
what I mean?
I don't want to here's the thing. Not everybody knows how to install composite roofing. Not everybody of my workers knows how to install presidential shingles. You know? So why make things difficult?
So here's the other ones I did then was roofers, roof installers, new roof installation, new roof, roof replacement, full roof replacement. Are all those acceptable so far?
Yep, you're definitely picking up what I'm laying down.
Okay, and then I put does not want roof repairs, does not want tile roofing.
Right, or residential or composite.
Well, they're not going to know those terms. I just know those because I was in the roofing industry out here in California, so you're okay. My onboarding team doesn't know that much about roofs that I do. But what I know about roofs is different from what you know about roofs just because of how things are named in different parts of the U.S., which is definitely interesting today.
It's like you don't get too many customers out here. And again, we're not California. We're Michigan. So, like, you guys have deeper pockets. We're not like that in Michigan. So, presidential shake, I can tell you right now, cost per square would be, like, really a lot.
Yeah,
people
in California are dumb, right? They waste their money on excess for no reason.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're dumb. I just disagree with the pricing structure out there. You know? I know that here in Michigan, people are very simple. You've got 10 million people that live in the state. Half of them are children, so that leaves the other 5 million. And then probably a million of them are about 60 plus. So that leaves about 4 million people that potentially need roofs, and many of them either work at the car factories or some sort of shop jobs. So, like our things are a lot different than what California has to offer. Like, you guys
right.
are completely inflated on everything out there, like from you know, houses to gas.
Right. It's like,
you know,
it's like the wedding industry pricing full time out here.
Yeah, you guys aren't going to have gas powered combustion engines in what, 5 years or something like that. I think they're trying to, like, you can't have a gas powered car pretty soon in California. So, everything has to be battery. But, so our people, our clientele out here don't really have money for presidential shit. So that's why I just want to keep it, like, every roofing company out here pretty much just puts down normal architectural shingles. And you might want to put that down, architectural shingles.
Oh, good word.
That's a key word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's pretty much primarily what they do, and then you could probably put 30-year warranty, 50-year warranty down as well, because we have access to both of those. Do we want to do that? And with the 50-year warranty, probably not, because it's a lot of paperwork. But we're willing.
Okay. So I'll also put 30-year warranty roof and 50-year warranty roof as other keywords, and then architectural shingles.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then for the onboarding call, go ahead.
And then some other things might want to be like one-day installation. What are we doing right now? discount for, you might want to do discount for, like, we do discounts for senior citizens and veterans.
So you can run that on your Facebook ad, for example, like that type of, you know how some of those ads have the little check marks and said little piece there? That would be good for the Facebook ad.
Yeah, that's fine. But
right.
as far as that, I just kind of, like I said, like, we have traffic right now, right? We are fortunate enough to have been in business almost for 15 years where we've built up a clientele where my phone just rings, you know, without having any advertisement. So, like,
right.
I don't want to take on I kind of want to funnel it down. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just be like, oh, I got so many leads, so many calls, but half of them are bullshit. You know? Like,
right. And that's why we do the flat rate
that's
thing.
Not what I
like. We're not trying to make money off the call volume, so we want to push that to be the exact calls that you need and the right inbound traffic that you need, because at the end of the day, the quality of what you get from us is more important to your happiness than the quantity, because we're not rated on quantity, right? We're rated on the actual jobs that you take on from our inbound traffic. So I agree completely. I mean, that's the model of our whole company, is that getting you good inbound traffic where you can, your quality of your work and your reputation precedes you, as opposed to someone who is being attacked by like 10 installers because they posted a lead on Angie's, for example, and now all they're doing is looking for the lowest price. Most of our clients don't want that type of customer where they're just huge price shoppers getting quotes from everyone that they can, right? You want the inbound traffic that is reaching out to you because they know of your quality and of your reputation.
Honestly, for me, it's just getting a little bit more exposure. That's all I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And
that's
going to
be
at a
very quickly.
Price. Yeah. You know, and you guys offer it at a fair price.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's still another reason why we stay in business. We understand small businesses aren't trying to, like, blow money out of the water just to promote themselves. So we try to keep it as fair as possible. Okay, so last couple things here. The Facebook page, we're going to do a little bit of a refresher on that just to add some new photos on the main page. Is that okay for the Facebook page? We'll do a small revamp of it, like a virtual business card and a couple things there. The website, you and Mary will decide what domain we'll be using, hopefully by the time of our onboarding call. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the onboarding call, do you want to schedule it for later on today or anytime tomorrow?
No, we might as well just bite the bullet and get it over with.
Okay. So if you want to do it today, the earliest slot I have available is 1 to 2, and then the latest slot I have available is 5 to 6.
1 to 2.
Okay. All right. I'll send that to you right now.
Yeah, like, as I scroll through Facebook now, I see, like, other ads come up. And it's just, like, a picture of a house, and then it says, like, what you have, and then it has a button that says learn more that you can click on.
Yeah, it's going to be – so you see the structure of what we're talking about there. And then, Rodney, will we be calling your number or Mary's number for the onboarding call?
No, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
And I'll just put that you're both most likely going to be available on the call.
Wonder why I get a million roofing ads. I wonder if it's because, like, I'm a roofer.
That's retargeting. So that means that you've searched for roofers around you before, and then they just they hit you hard on Facebook if you're.
It's probably I was looking for myself.
And that's probably it too. You at least that's good that you see what I'm talking about when I say. It you were searching for it before hit you on Facebook.
Yeah, many of these are just like a picture of a busted up roof, and then it says, "Let us replace your old roof." Yeah, and it doesn't even. You got to click the button. Does yours have a button that says "Learn More," or is that something? It's just bullets.
Yeah, you saw that. It was "Call Us," right? Like, there's definitely call to action buttons on these ads for sure.
Okay,
and then last couple things here, just to make sure I have everything set up. So, again, we're going to do the scheduled call right now at 1 to 2. You have whatever's required for licensing and insurance, right? I mean, you're already on Google, so I imagine that you already provided that to them. And then I have your Google Business profile here as well. Okay, last thing is what zip codes or service areas? I know you said Lansing and Jackson. Where else did you want me to put you?
For what? I'm sorry, say that again.
Like the cities where you want to target. We said Lansing, Jackson, of course, and then Eaton Rapids, of course. Anything else?
You can do Okemos, Grand Ledge. Jackson County. Those are all fine. I mean, Blackman Township. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay. And you said, what were the two that you just mentioned? You said Oaksmith? What was that?
Okemos. Okemos.
Okemos?
O-K-E-M-O-S. You can do Mason. Mason. M-A-S-O-N.
Got it. Okay, great. Okay, and then and you said Jackson County, like, so just put Jackson County, not just Jackson City, right?
Yeah, I do Jackson County.
Okay. And, all right, so last thing, we do have a tracking set up as well, so that way you know what calls are coming in through our advertising platform. So on your Google Business profile and your website, it'll be a slightly different phone number than yours ending in 1585, but the calls will still go directly through to you. You won't notice any difference. There will be no announcement of it being a third-party, call intermediary or anything like that. And the phone number that you get the call from will still be directly to your client. So, again, it's just strictly just so you and Mary have analytics on the back end to justify your monthly investment with us. Do you have any issues with having call tracking set up?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. If ever you do, just let us know and then we would remove it. But again, most of our clients like it because that gives us more reasons to be held accountable. Okay.
Yeah.
And then last thing is, what hours of operation do you want us to show on your profile here?
You can do probably 8 to 8. I don't want any phone calls after 8.
Eight to eight, you said? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then are we going to use the address of 6378 East Spicerville Highway?
Yeah, that's fine.
And the 8 to 8 hours, is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Saturday, Sunday closed. Okay. All right, last couple of steps here. Let me just make sure I get them there. Okay, and then on the address we'll be using, do you want us to keep that unpublished? I mean, I see it's already published. Are you okay publishing it on Google?
Am I okay publishing what?
Your address of 6378 East Spicerville Highway, that's okay to leave it published on Google, or do you want us to take it off?
What do you want to do? No, we don't need it on there.
Okay. All right. So we'll
I need is a phone number if people want to get a hold of me.
Right, right. And that's what I'm saying. If it is your home base, a lot of our clients prefer to keep the address unpublished. It won't remove you from being, found in that area. It's just keeps it unpublished. Okay, so let's see. Please do not publish physical address.
I mean, it's currently on there right now.
Right, right. That's what I was saying. We can pull it off if you want.
Yeah, you can go. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I put that in there as well. So, again, almost done here, Rodney. So everything I have set up is good here. Let me just make sure I have the right contact information there. I know I have your wife's information, again, as secondary. I'll have you as primary information here on the actual site, and then she's also going to be listed as a marketer here. So that way she can call and make changes. Last few steps are going to be the initial account setup, and then we do a verification portion of the call. So that's where this portion of the call would be recorded once we start that. It's just to outline all the things that we're talking about, the like you were talking about the timeline to go live of 7 to 14 days and the 30 to 45 days for Google, all that is going to be provided to you in writing as well when we're done with the call. So you'll have that via email as well as text message, a link to view all that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing that I needed to go over before we get into that portion of the call is what is a we allow you to choose a security question, so that way if there's any confusion when we call, you can ask us who we are. And the reason why we do that, Rodney, there are indeed sometimes some bad actors in the field of marketing who, when they see you start being promoted more online, they will call and say that they're your Google provider or something like that. So just so that way you know, so there's no confusion here, when we call, moving forward after today's call at 1 o'clock, when we call, we will only be calling from our 877 number, that same one I sent you a text message from. So just to check in on that one more time, it's 877-635-6225. So just make sure you save that as local splash in your phone. And then if there is any confusion, though, the security question you can choose is either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do my first pet's name because the other two you can find online.
Okay. And the answer for that?
Timon, T-I-M-O-N-E.
All right. Timon, T as in Thomas, I-M-O-N-E, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Great. And then in regards to everything else, the card you'll be using is 6378 East Spicerville Highway, Eaton Rapids, Michigan, 48827. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't charge the card just yet, but just so that way I can put it in the system here, I'm ready for the card information whenever you are.
Yeah. I got to figure out which one I want to give you. Okay, this is good. All right, we'll try this one. I can't see the number on that one.
Do you have any skylights? Is there a garage that's deep back that you want included? Okay. Right. I will take a look at this. We call them as we see the satellite.
Okay, I guess we'll do my... are you ready?
Give me 1 second here.
And 1 second. Call you over to the beach, and then I'll email you a copy of it.
The only thing I was going to ask here is if you or Mary can find out if the Haibu domain is yours or not, hopefully by the 1 o'clock call, that'd be great. I just put in a note for that just so while we were, while I had it on top of mind, just so that way we can let you know. Because we can get a new domain for you, but it might be easier for you if we just keep whatever domain you want, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I am ready for the card whenever you are.
Yeah.
Sure. It is 4266-8415.
Okay.
4234-2090.
And the expiration?
0226.
And then there's 3 digits on the back?
Are you landscaping again? 593. Okay. Yeah, it came off as quality landscape.
Okay. So the last step before we process the card, I'll go through the voice verification. Again, this is the recorded portion of the call. And if you have any questions, just let me know. I can, pause it for a second and re-clarify. But just for the purpose of that, I'll refer to you as Rodney Frey, and, we'll go ahead and begin this portion of the call, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Rodney. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Veteran Home Construction.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
I am the owner of the company, and my name is Rodney Fry.
Okay. And then, Rodney, are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business? As owner, of course, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then also, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Rodney, it's important that you and Mary are actively involved in your campaign. So just be advised, thank you for taking the call at 1 o'clock today in about an hour. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors who are not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided you the security question to verify the calls coming from us. Now, when we do call, starting with today's call at 1 o'clock, we will always call from 877-635-6225. So make sure you save that number as Local Splash under your contacts if you haven't done so already. But when we do call, Rodney, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah, but I just don't want to be bombarded.
Absolutely not. It's only for marketing purposes, to be clear, right? And to make sure you're happy with everything, okay? But also, we could peg Mary to receive those calls, too, if you prefer, moving forward after today's call.
No, just limit it to my phone, please.
Okay, no worries. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative for Google, do you also agree to let us know should you take on any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again?
So if you decide to like partner with another SEO team while you're working with us, do you agree to let us know? Because it would be a little bit counterproductive if you have two people at the same time.
Yeah, no. I don't want to invest that much into it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 21st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. And then when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 21st day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. But of course, Rodney, this is a month-to-month program, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak with a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, while we wait to 877-635-6225, the same one I sent you the text messages from.
Okay.
And then if you do choose to cancel, while we'd hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
When is my next billing due?
The 21st of every month.
21st of every month. Okay.
Okay. So last thing, again, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, 3 days before the cycle. Gotcha.
Right. And then so you're going to receive all this in writing. Once I process the payment here, you'll get an email that says, welcome to Local Splash. Click here to review your initial invoice. That's showing you the terms and conditions of everything. When you review that, make sure it lines up with everything we spoke about, Rodney. If you're in agreement with everything, just go ahead and check the 2 check boxes at the bottom. You sign it as Rodney Fry, and then we'll be good to go in preparation of today's call. If for whatever reason you don't get around to it in the next hour, that's okay. They'll walk you through that during the 1 o'clock call, okay?
Yep.
All right, Rodney, everything is good on our end. We'll give you a one-hour break before the call, and then we'll check in with you again from that 877 number shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Rodney, thanks so much. Thanks for calling back in. Have a great one now.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.